You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
Hi BFM, I'm Lee from FizZ. I think the industry frameworks that are integral for uplifting artists in our city are every sort of thing that any artist can get their hands on. I'm talking about musicians and DJs and stuff like that, like acts. If they can get on any radio station where the radio station, I mean obviously you do the radio, but if they make you a tile with a little logo, BFM logo, or a George FM logo, or a My FM logo, or a More FM logo, because it legitimizes the artist in the eyes of their peers, they start to associate that act with the radio, just like all the other people that go on that radio, and then they view them as real artists. Obviously, funding's good, even though I don't know how it works. If you get funding, then you can treat creativity as a job, you know, like how you actually want to. As a promoter, I think that funding's freaking sweet as well, even though, again, I don't know how it works. We have a lack of money at the moment. How I see it right now is that, like, everybody pays. The venue pays to be there for you to go and use. The promoter pays the acts to go and play, and they pay for the venue to host people. And the people need to buy tickets for that to work. And venues can do free venue hire, which makes it easier. Maybe the promoter can make some money, or maybe they can break even but do something more special, or maybe they can make tickets cheaper. I just think it's a big balancing act between attendees or participants, as I like to say, and then the organisers, and then the people that run the venues. You, whoever's listening to this right now, are the engine that drives the city. The carousel only works if everyone gets off and pushes it a little bit, whether that's like buying tickets to shows, or buying drinks, or talking to your mates about what's going to happen at the show, or talking to your mates about what did happen, you know, if you liked it or you hated it. If you liked it or you hated it is the same thing, it's all good, but if you didn't care, then that's bad. But just have an opinion, engage and stuff. I think that the city's in defense mode right now, or the whole world's in defense mode. We all rely on you to engage in stuff. We'll try and do stuff as cheap as possible, but you should come and enjoy yourselves. The booking stuff is tricky. Well, it's like the big thing, and it's also 5%, and it's also the whole reason that you do promoting is like the curation of it. Like, I like doing DJing and stuff, which is curation, but doing the shows I found scratches that same itch, which is like curation squared. But when you get into it, especially with international act, 5%, like the creative bit is like 5% of the whole process. And so it's very important, but also it's not an expressive thing. I think that people that put on shows in this city, they have two ways of doing it, which is that they do it either what is good for, they have a responsibility to the city, or doing stuff that's good for the scene, that makes sense and that people need, or they do promotion exclusively, where they book somebody that they think is the right, and they do their show that's the exact thing that they want. They do the show all for themselves. I like to think that the ethos of what I do is for the city. I think that's the thing that we think about most of the time. And that's how we make most of our decisions in booking people. Booking the supports is like so many different things that go into it. And lots of times it never, like somebody's busy or it just doesn't work out, they're not in town or something like that. And so we go through iterations and iterations of, it's tricky, and then it becomes a scramble and you do your best to try and make something that works. Who has ties already to this artist? Have they released on the same labels? Have they got tracks together? You know, are they already mates? Is there a relationship there already? And let's speak to that. That would be cool. Who would be an act that complements the headliner, you know, who plays the same kind of music? Because the people that go for the headliner want to hear that music, probably. It's easy, you know, you give the people what they want. What would be an awesome contrast is the next one, and that is, I think, really cool. As if you can book someone that plays music that's heaps different to the headliner, and it can be educational, or it tends to, you know, you're exposing people to stuff that they haven't heard before. Again, it goes back to that thing of like legitimizing artists in the eyes of their peers, which is when they see like when they see like Andwon playing on the same lineup as Denim Audio and Manifesto, which is a show that we did last weekend. And for people to see that makes them go, oh my god, Andwon's legit. We've got world-class talent in our country. And then they go, oh, sick. And they go probably listen to his music or go to another show that he plays or something like that. When you book shows, who you book is the people that will come to that gig. If you want the vibe to be to reflect the city, like really, then you should book people from all different kinds of like styles and genres. You know what I mean? And it won't be conducive. It definitely won't be, but it'll be beautiful. Last one, who's a good person? Don't book dickheads. When international artists come over here, it's lots of times they don't have any energy. They're here and they're in the city for 2 days and they don't actually have energy to really see like properly the support or most of the time. But when artists come over and they do have energy, 9 times out of 10, they're heaps keen to like meet anyone who is like interested in talking to them too. And I think the reason for that is how to achieve like longevity in a career is like collaborating with people who are gonna be coming after you. They talked about Andwon, got Denim Audio's WhatsApp at the show last weekend, and they're gonna try and make a track together. There you go. Talk to people, shoot your shot and stuff. Local shows go the hardest. I would do a show every weekend with everybody who plays music on the lineup if I could. No one can, but everyone should do club nights and stuff like that. Do stuff at venues if it works, but let's not be afraid to do like house party vibes and just have people over in the week. Biggest point of this whole thing, hang out with people that you see in town on a Monday or a Tuesday after work or before work or whatever, on your lunch break or something. Everyone in the city on the creative shit is like so morally and ethically aligned. Like when you're out at a show, you see these people and you know that and you feel that. Just send a DM and hang out with people. Hang out with people and talk more and throw house parties, I think. Let's take money out of the equation and just trade like bread and like hummus and that.
That was Industry Rider on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.